It's a beautiful day. Today we're going to be learning about family with The Rabbit Next Door by Felicity Kay.
My name is Felicity. I am 11 years old and I live in West Deer. The name of my story is The Rabbit Next Door. Wyatt wanted a horse. He loved horses and knew exactly how to care for one. The only problem was that a horse cost $100, and Wyatt, a skinny kid with blue eyes and brown hair, didn't have that much money. As Wyatt was sitting on his front steps, he heard his elderly neighbor, Ms. Brown, yell, "Get out of my garden!" Wyatt glanced over and saw a coffee-colored rabbit bolt across her yard. He walked over to get a better look. "What's the matter?" he asked Ms. Brown. "That rabbit keeps eating my vegetables," she replied. "I wish someone would catch it for me. I'd pay them $30. No, $40. Wyatt was all ears. $40, he thought, would be exactly enough money for a horse because I already have $60 from past birthdays. "I'll capture your rabbit for you," Wyatt said, feeling very confident.
"That would be wonderful," said Ms. Brown.
Wyatt went home and found his mom. She was in a bad mood because her soap-making business was struggling. Wyatt knew this was because she wasn't getting help from Dad, who had left home to find a better job. Wyatt missed his father and wasn't sure he'd see him again. The next day, Wyatt was ready with his plan to capture the rabbit. He walked to Ms. Brown's yard with a sack and a carrot attached to a long string. He crouched next to her garden, carrot at the ready. The rabbit peeked from his hole, saw the carrot, and leapt for it. Wyatt yelped, sprang up, and ran with the carrot. A tornado of fur chased him. Wyatt then positioned the carrot so that when the rabbit jumped, it landed in the sack. "Gotcha," thought Wyatt as he held the bag closed and walked off to the park. Once he was there, Wyatt opened the sack behind a bush. The rabbit started to escape, but then failed to recognize his surroundings. "What?" said the rabbit. "What?" said Wyatt. "You can talk?" The rabbit replied, "Yes, I'm a rare species. Now tell me, why am I here? I can't leave that lady's yard." "I brought you here," said Wyatt. "Why can't you leave her yard?" He purposely left out the $40 part.
"My wife and son will miss me," the rabbit said. "Please take me back."
Wyatt was torn. He had come so close to getting his money for the horse. He thought about his own family and opened his mouth to say, "Sorry, you'll have to stay here." But instead found himself saying, "I'll take you back to the garden."
"Oh, thank you," the rabbit exclaimed.
He hopped home to the garden. Wyatt ran to keep up.
"I'm sorry, Ms. Brown, but I lost control of the rabbit," Wyatt said.
"Oh," she said, and that was all. Wyatt went home and ate dinner with his mom. The doorbell rang. Wyatt ran to the door, opened it, and gasped. It was Dad. Dad and Wyatt shared a smile and ran into the kitchen.
"Wayne," Mom cried.
"Leslie." Dad started a big family hug. "I love you guys," Dad whispered. Wyatt smiled. "I don't need a horse," he thought. "I got all I need right here."
I was happy eating veggies in the garden of a neighbor until Wyatt tried to catch me so that he could buy a horse. Needed $40. A carrot on a string and tricked me right into a sack. Then he released me in a park so very far away from home. Where am I? My family! Take me home! Guess what happened next? I really still cannot believe it. Wyatt brought me to my garden, back to my sweet wife and son. Didn't know why he brought me here. Didn't know why, it's still not clear. Didn't know why, became sincere. Didn't know why, couldn't believe my ears.
When you spoke of family, I thought about my own. Then I realized that Mom and Dad make me so happy, that my family's more important than the money for the horsey. Plus I've got a rabbit next door.
Let's play a game. Fill in the blank with your own creative word to help complete the story. Maria lived in a house on a street in a town near a. In the summer, she would race her down to the edge and wave to the people on the water. Her mother was a, but her dad was a sailor, so the water was in her blood. on the very special, her cousins, uncles, and aunts were coming over for, it had been days since she saw them last. They would make lots of food together. Her favorite was, they would sing songs together like, and play until late at night. When the clock struck, her family pulled up in their cars, one after another. They swam, laughed, played, and when it was finally time for her family to go, Maria was tired. She, into her bed, and her mother sang a family lullaby to put her to sleep.
Thanks for listening to this episode of It's a Beautiful Day. Remember to check out our website at www.wqed.org/education/writerscontest to download the stories from today's podcast and view additional resources from the WQED Writers Contest.